Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the show. So let's start with a relatively rhetorical question. This increase in cases, this is bad news, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the number that is the most concerning, or should be the most concerning for people, is to look at the hospitalization rate. This is the most people that have been hospitalized for COVID since the pandemic started.
One of the questions I see people asking, I see it online a lot, is how do I tell? Is it the flu or is it COVID? What if people have symptoms? How should they handle that?
Well, that's a really great question. And the truth of the matter is they may not be able to tell. Now, there are some symptoms that seem very clearly associated with COVID that we don't commonly see with influenza. So that loss of smell, that loss of taste that you've been hearing people talk about, that really is kind of unique to COVID. Both influenza and mild COVID can be managed at home. So just keep in communication with your doctor. But if you're really starting to feel like you're having trouble breathing, you need to just come to, you know, the emergency room and get checked out.
And you'll see it out there, the increase in cases. People are saying that's because the increase in testing. Any truth to that?
No, actually, I would say the testing is kind of lulled a little bit. We are at a very steady testing rate. It goes up and down a little, you know, on any given week because it's not an absolute number. But we have not turned anybody away for testing in ages. So we're at steady state for testing.
Now that we're inching closer to a vaccine, in reality, how long is it going to be before the general public will be able to get it? Because you hear, you know, there'll be priorities of high risk, you know, elderly people, of course, healthcare workers. But I've read about storage issues for the vaccine. I've read issues about, you know, distribution. How's that all going to work?
Well, that's a really great question. So, yeah, the general public is not going to have access to the vaccine, always assuming one gets approved. You have to remember that about 80 to 90% of vaccines do not get approved, you know, when they go through the phase trials. You're not going to see distribution to the general public until summer. People should just expect to be living like this for another, you know, 9 to 12 months.
And we see that the daily numbers have been increasing. What are you seeing at UH?
Yeah, so the kids are holding steady. They tend to lag behind the adults. So when we saw those early rises in hospitalization in adults back in the spring, the kids didn't start getting hospitalized till late spring, early summer. Then it dipped back down. Then we saw the spike in MIS-C. Then that dipped back down. So now that we're seeing the rise in adults, we expect the increase in kids to come like in a couple of weeks or a month or so. But remember, kids are just about to start their own respiratory season. Kids get a virus called RSV. And so we expect that to, I mean, literally any day now. RSV season typically starts somewhere in October or early November. So we're about to start our own respiratory season in the pediatric world.
Dr. Amy Edwards, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate the information every week. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.